Sebring's LSA show brings mixed reviews. The Pentagon identifies six Marines killed in a helicopter crash. And Bombardier announces a deal for up to 10 C-100s. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, January 24th, 2012. Organizers of the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo at Sebring claim record attendance, at least for the opening day of the show last Thursday. Official attendance figures through the weekend had not been announced as of our deadline. They also counted 1,091 aircraft movements on Friday, making Sebring briefly the state's busiest airport. But Aero News staff report the general feel walking around was of lost momentum from previous years of the event. That's admittedly a subjective observation, and smaller crowds aren't always bad, even for exhibitors. It sometimes carries the silver lining of a higher percentage of serious prospective buyers and more individual time for exhibitors to spend with them. There was a remarkable lack of news announced by vendors compared to previous years. Two of the LSA segment's more successful manufacturers spent their announcements days or weeks ahead of the show. Cub Crafters announced delivery of its 200th LSA 3 days before the show began. Flight Design announced the delivery of the first CTLE, the law enforcement variant of its popular CTLS, more than 6 weeks ago. The next major event focused specifically on LSAs is the 4th Annual Midwest LSA Expo, the weekend of September 7th through the 9th in Mount Vernon, Illinois. You can find details at MidwestLSAShow.com. The Pentagon has identified six Marines killed when their helicopter crashed last Thursday in Afghanistan. The Associated Press reports all six were based at Marine Corps Base Hawaii in Kaneohe Bay. All were veterans of multiple deployments to Afghanistan. The men were identified as 27-year-old Captain Daniel Bartle of Ferndale, Washington, 29-year-old Captain Nathan McCone of Crystal Lake, Illinois, 40-year-old Master Sergeant Travis Riddick of Centerville, Iowa, 23-year-old Corporal Jesse Stites of North Beach, Maryland, 25-year-old Corporal Kevin Reinhard of Colonia, New Jersey, and 22-year-old Corporal Joseph Logan of Willis, Texas. The AP reports Bartle and McCone were the pilots, and Riddick was serving as crew chief. The helicopter was a CH-53D Sea Stallion, the same Vietnam-era model which crashed with one fatality in Hawaii last March in an accident blamed on mechanical failure. Analysis from the European business intelligence firm VisionGain indicates the military helicopter modernization, upgrade, and retrofit market will reach a value of $3.98 billion in 2012. The company attributes the forecast growth to the strains of recent operations combined with tighter budgets and says a need to maintain a qualitative advantage will drive the upgrade and retrofit of existing helicopter platforms. Bombardier Aerospace says Geneva-based Private Air has placed a firm order for 5 CS-100 airliners and has taken options on another 5. Based on list price, the total value is about $309 million U.S. and could increase to $636 million if all options are exercised. Private Air was founded more than 30 years ago and operates a large fleet of commercial and business aircraft to provide private charter and private airline services. Its specialized services include exclusively business class flights on behalf of several major network airlines. Still ahead, SMS. It's not just for fixed wing anymore. The Phillips 66 network picks up 85 more locations, and a Missouri town hopes to welcome home an old friend. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, January 24th. I'm Paul Plack. A decade ago, the International Business Aviation Council, IBAC, finished the first release of its International Standard for Business Aircraft Operation, which has influenced the widespread adoption of safety management systems. Through cooperation with Helicopter Association International and other industry groups, there's now a new release which includes, in some sections, separate language and operational criteria applicable to a wide range of helicopter operations. The organizations acknowledge the challenges of promoting the standard to some operators, particularly those with a small number of aircraft. IBAC's Ray Rohr, former ISBAO standards manager, observes, quote, "To the person operating with five helicopters, everything they do must generate some revenue, because many of them are operating on tight budgets and margins. What we must do is demonstrate how a well-planned, well-executed SMS will help them make money," unquote. As ExxonMobil makes good on its announcement to exit the market for general aviation fuels, 85 FBOs formerly with Exxon have joined the Phillips 66 Aviation Network. They add a significant West Coast presence to the network, which now offers pilots and flight departments 866 branded dealers nationwide. World Fuel Services will serve all the newest members of Phillips 66 Aviation Network. World Fuel markets, sells, and distributes aviation, marine, and land fuel products in more than 200 countries and territories. The new locations will honor the Wings Points Reward Program, which rewards repeat fuel purchases, partners into Plane Contract Fuel, the industry's first pre-approved fuel program, a corporate credit card accepted at more than 7,500 locations, and other offerings, including the Phillips 66 National Refueler Fleet Program. All four occupants of a Bay Island Airways seaplane adventure gone wrong are now back home and doing fine. The modified air cam reportedly lost at least one engine, ditched, and flipped inverted in the waters off Roatan, a small island in the Caribbean off Honduras. The pilot and three members of a Texas family along for the scenic flight were fortunate to have two doctors and a pilot among boaters who first responded, and they say they actually plan to return to the area for another vacation. Bay Island Airways had advertised tours in an air cam, which appears to have been modified for additional seating. There has not yet been an official report from authorities in Honduras, and the tour company's website has been taken down. While the FAA and air traffic planners worry about the day that unmanned aerial vehicles become a common sight in our skies, two eastern states are lobbying the U.S. Department of Defense to bring it on. Governors Bob McDonnell of Virginia and Martin O'Malley of Maryland have written the U.S. Department of Transportation to request their region be selected for a new UAS test range called for in both the National Defense Authorization Act and an FAA reauthorization bill. HamptonRoads.com reports the letter highlights the region's defense industry expertise and history of UAV design and testing. They also say the region enjoys airspace suitable for testing. But not all the news site's readers think it's a good idea. Some comments on the site note the increasing potential for abuse of drones in civilian surveillance, and one decries the region's growing reliance on federal government jobs. McDonnell says there's been no response so far from Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. And finally today, a group of enthusiasts in Memphis, Missouri, is setting about a fundraising project to create a place of honor for the Pheasant H-10, a late 1920s vintage experimental biplane which has become all but extinct. The Pheasant Aircraft Association says it has only $2,000 in the bank so far and another $10,000 in pledges. The Long Island owner of the plane they want to buy is asking $75,000, but association founders say he also shares their interest in seeing the H-10 return home. There are thought to be only three H-10s remaining in existence. The Pheasant Aircraft Company was started by flight school operator Lee Briggs in 1927. He managed to build 11 of the planes before losing his life in a crash during certification testing. That put the program into trouble. It was sold to new owners in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, but failed during the 1930s. Back in Missouri, the old building in Memphis in which the company started is still in good condition and has a mural of the H-10 on its outside wall. Dr. Larry Wiggins, a member of the association, tells HeartlandConnection.com, quote, "Everybody knew about this plane for years here. I think it'll draw a lot of people to Memphis," unquote. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.